Yeah, Joshua Redman. Name of that track is Double Jeopardy from the album Momentum. Yeah, and that features Joshua Redman, of course, on tenor sax, Brian Blade on drums, Flea on bass, Sam Yahel on organ, Peter Bernstein on guitar. And that was a cooking way to start today's show. And this is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken. Welcome, listeners. We've got a couple hours of great jazz music up ahead of you. And we got all kinds of stuff going on here today. We're going to do a little Thanksgiving tribute set because Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday. And we got some ticket giveaways later in the show, so stay tuned for that. But meanwhile, let's get on with some more music. This is from Arthur Blythe, and it's called Stuffy Turkey. ¶¶ Yeah, that is Rob Duguay, a fine, fine bass player living in Brooklyn, I believe, but has his roots here in Connecticut. And he came home for the holidays and did a set at a venue here in Simsbury called the Iron Frog. And along with Rob Duguay on bass, and along with Noah Preminger on sax and Tito Holkamp on drums. Really put together a great set, and that joint was cooking. I'm telling you, the Iron Frog in Simsbury was just a cooking place to be last Wednesday night, the eve of Thanksgiving. So wanted to play that for Rob. I think that's a CD that's a little bit difficult to get a hold of. The CD is called Pulo Dugueto, and that is a Rob Duguay quartet. Let's see, that features Rob Duguay on bass, Willie Applewhite on trombone, Tyler Blanton on vibes, Nadav Sneer Zelniker on drums. Let's see, before that, you heard from Arthur Blythe, and that was from his album Focus, and you heard the track called Stuffy Turkey, because that's what Thanksgiving is all about, isn't it? A turkey. And Rob Duguay's track was called Home Bass, so it's all about coming home, eating that turkey, along with a lot of other stuff. Let me give you the personnel on that one. Arthur Blythe's Focus album is Arthur Blythe on alto sax, Gus William Tsillis on bass marimbas, Bob Stewart on tuba, and Cecil Brooks III on drums. So that's a fine lineup as well. All right, time now is 7:16. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. We're going to do a little Thanksgiving set for a few more minutes anyway. Next up, keeping with the food theme, we're going to hear from Wynton Marsalis, and this track is called Big Fat Hen.
Thank you.
Cyrus Chestnut. And that is the title track from his album entitled Soul Food. Cyrus Chestnut on piano. Gary Bartz on alto sax. James Carter, tenor sax. I believe I heard a baritone sax in there, and I think James Carter was playing that as well. Marcus Printup on trumpet. Wycliffe Gordon on trombones. Stephen Harris on vibes. I'm not sure there's vibes on that track. Christian McBride on bass and Lewis Nash on drums. So that's a fine lineup and a fine CD. Cyrus Chestnut's Soul Food. Keeping with the food theme, before that you heard from Wynton Marsalis and his quartet from the album Magic Hour. You heard Big Fat Hen featured Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, Eric Lewis on piano, Carlos Enriquez on bass, and Allie Jackson on drums. And we're doing kind of a Thanksgiving theme to start off tonight's show. We're going to continue on now with really what Thanksgiving is all about. The next couple tracks are about giving thanks. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was Albert Rivera from his album Reintroduction. And we heard the track, Family Extension is the name of that track. And that features Albert Rivera on tenor sax, Ralph Peterson on drums. That one, Nick Roseborough on trumpet, Lucas Curtis on bass, and Zakai Curtis on piano. I think I got them all there. They got these names of these artists kind of scattered and not very well linked to the particular tracks, but I think I got that. Albert Rivera on tenor, Ralph Peterson on drums, the Curtis brothers, Lucas on bass and Sakai on piano, and Nick Roseborough supporting on trumpet. And a great track there. And Albert Rivera, for the last few years, he's come back around to the Hartford area on Thanksgiving to play. And I know he's very close to the Curtis family. And so my guess, and I think it's a good one, is that Family Extension is for the Curtis family. And we're going to be playing a little more of the Curtis brothers after this mic break. But before that, you heard from Miguel Zenon. And that was the title of that track is Prayer Number 2, Thanksgiving. And that's from the album Looking Forward. And that one had, on that particular track, it was Miguel Zenon playing with some beautiful flute background there and alto sax playing over that. And on bass was Hans Glauschnig on bass. And that was just a duet track from a fine album called Looking Forward. And we started out that set with Jimmy Green from his album Mission Statement, and we heard the track Give Thanks, and that featured Jimmy Green on tenor sax, Xavier Davis on piano, Ruben Rogers on bass, and Eric Harland on drums. Beautiful piece. As I said, that set had to do with giving thanks, as we heard from Jimmy Green and Miguel Zenon and family, as told to us by Albert Rivera, and so that was what that set was about. And that about does it for the Thanksgiving set that I did in tribute of Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday for sure. And I also mentioned we're going to hear more from the Curtis brothers, so we're going to do that right now. This is from their brand new album called Blood, Spirit, Land, Water, Freedom. So let's hear from that.
ask me how I feel now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I've just got to behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I would light. And if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. And if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong. Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing. From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I just gotta behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I would light. And if I were a banner, I'd wave. Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging. And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. And if I were a bell, oh, if I were a bell, if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Hello,
this is WHUS Storrs, Connecticut, 91.7 FM. Time now is 8 o'clock.
Yesterday, just a flick.
yesterday, and all its edges folded and the corners faded sepia brown, and yet it's all I have.
Just a postscript to its ending. Florida.
Thank you.
That was different. Like it or not like it, it definitely is a very different and interesting arrangement of Chick Corea's classic Spain. And this album is The Manhattan Transfer, the Chick Corea songbook. And we actually heard two tracks from that. We heard Prelude and Spain, I Can Recall. And I'm not even sure I really dig it that much, but I'm really kind of drawn to the interest of those vocal arrangements. Definitely not what you'd expect when you pick this up and see that they're covering Spain and other Chick Corea classics like 500 Miles High and Times Lie and some other very good and well-known Chick Corea tracks. Yeah, it's consistently throughout, very different kind of surprise each one you hear, so... you can make up your own mind on that. But the name of the album is The Chick Corea Songbook, and that was Manhattan Transfer. Before that, we had Dana Loren from her album Stairway to the Stars. Very, very fine album. And that was definitely a more straight-ahead kind of a vocal arrangement of If I Were a Bell. And we started out that set with the Curtis Brothers. Quite a local connection we've had for most of tonight's show. That was Curtis Brothers, and that was a duet just between just Zakai Curtis, the piano player on that, and Lucas Curtis, who wrote and arranged that as well. And that name of that track was Alkalinity, and their brand new album is called Blood, Spirit, Land, Water, Freedom. And they had their CD release party here in Hartford, so it was an honor to attend that, and it was a great show. As there have been many great shows here in the Hartford area, and a couple more great shows ahead of us as part of the Pork Pie Hat Jazz Series. And we're going to be giving away tickets in a few minutes for that, so make sure you stay tuned for that. We're going to continue on with another artist who actually went to school here at the University of Hartford and has that local connection. His name is Wayne Escoffrey. He's got a brand new album as well, so let's listen to that one now. Thank you. Wayne Escoffrey from his new album Uptown. You heard the track Maya's Waltz, and that features Wayne Escoffrey on sax, Avi Rothbard on guitar, Gary Versace on organ, and Jason Brown on drums. And we're continuing on now with some Eric Alexander.